Wow. I just find this music so incredibly beautiful. I hope you enjoyed it. This is my friend Mark took me to this wonderful concert, and he had seen Shimone Dinnerstein perform many times before, and his friend had actually arranged for the concert and then wasn't feeling well and didn't go, so it's too bad about that. But he's seen her perform before, so it was just a real joy. So I went to another wonderful event, the 50th celebration, 50 years of the Zamir Chorale of Boston, 1969 to 2019, and it was the Gala Golden Anniversary Concert at Sanders Theater, and that was last night. And one of the members of my community is a longtime member of that organization and arranged for me to get some tickets for that. So that was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I got to see a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. So they had commissioned special compositions for this by a number of notable composers, among them Jeremiah Clarman, who had trained in the New England Conservatory with Hank Osnesky, among other people, and has received many awards. The Boston Pops performed his Symphony in C on his second appearance on his NPR radio show From the Top. The people that were involved in this whole event were just really top drawer. Yeah, it was an incredible evening, wonderful music. They had alumni from all the different years join them, and I'm thrilled that I got to attend. It was great. So I'm going to play. I did get a couple of CDs. This one is Amir Goes Baroque, and Joshua Jacobson is the artistic director. Without him, all of this wouldn't have happened. I actually tried out for this Amir Chorale a couple of times, and unfortunately, my sight reading wasn't good enough. He said I had a great cantorial voice, which was nice, but anyway, it didn't happen. So, all right, we'll have a listen now.
Oh.
Okay, WMFO Medford. We're live at Tufts University. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So that was the Zamir Karel, and as I said, I went to a fabulous concert. It was celebrating their 50th anniversary. It was at Sanders Theater, and so I got some of the CDs, which I didn't have. They have quite a lot of CDs, so we'll be listening to one other. Just looking at the picture that's on the back of this, and oh, it's one of the members who is now deceased. His wife was there performing. They were both together in the organization. And I got to meet her daughter, who apparently is a singer and composer. And so I'm hoping that she will contact me and maybe we'll have her come on the show at some point. So, yeah, it's a long years of working all over and having concerts in both in the United States and in Europe. In fact, the next thing that I'm going to play is from their concert trip to Berlin. And so I'll do that in a minute. But there's something else that I wanted to share with you. If I can pull it up here on my phone. Let's see. I had it before. Nope. Let's see now. Okay, this is from a website called Israel 21st Century. And I remember I intended to share this with you last week. There were so many interesting things that are happening in terms of breakthroughs in medicine. And also, here it is, the top 12 ways Israel is feeding the world. From drip irrigation to heartier seeds, Israeli innovations help fill hungry bellies everywhere, particularly in the developing world. This is an article by Abigail Klein Leachman of, on May 21st of this year. So it says, food security is a critical concern as the global population expands and natural resources dwindle. Smart solutions for more efficient farming, hardier crops, alternative sources of nutrition, and safer food packaging and storage are essential. No other single country, certainly not one as young and as tiny as Israel, has contributed more breakthroughs to this area than Israel. Since the 1950s, Israelis have not only been finding miraculous ways to green their own desert, but have shared their discoveries far and wide. I mean, this is the thing that people just are not getting in the news. They get all this ridiculous, terrible stuff, but this is what's really happening. So drip irrigation, this is one of the ways that they're helping to feed the world. While the concept of drip irrigation existed well before Israeli statehood, it was revolutionized by Israeli water engineer Simcha Blas in the 1960s and continues to transform farming across the globe. Blas's slow-release tubing formed the basis of the world-renowned Netafim company. That's been sold now for $1.5 billion to Mexichem in that was sold in 2017, and other Israeli drip irrigation and micro-irrigation businesses whose solutions are used worldwide. One example of how Israeli drip irrigation has impacted food supply in foreign countries is Dip Drop, a kit that enables gravity to irrigate when there is no water pressure in rural areas. How interesting. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has provided TIPA kits to hundreds of farmers in Senegal, Kenya, South Africa, Benin, and Niger. You don't hear any of this in the normal media. An average of 70% of the world's water goes toward irrigation. Wow, that's a lot. Partly because some areas still use wasteful flood irrigation. Israeli ag tech companies such as CropX, Saturus, Mana, and Subplant help customers across the world implement efficient drip irrigation programs to use less water and produce more and better crops. Innovation in drip irrigation is constantly evolving. In February 2019, Netafim signed a 3-year research collaboration agreement with Bayer and Ben-Gurion University's tech transfer company regarding soil research, digital prediction tools, and state-of-the-art NetaFim technology to establish best practices for using drip irrigation as a precise root delivery system. Well, that's just brilliant. All right, number two, the second way that the Israelis are helping food shortage around the world, getting more grain to market. It says about one-third of the food produced for human consumption globally, this is huge, is lost or wasted each year. One-third. That's ridiculous. In low-income countries, most of that loss happens in the early and middle stages of the production chain. One problem is that the majority of newly harvested grains and pulses get ruined by pests and mold before reaching the market. Israeli-designed GrainPro cocoons provide a simple and cheap way for African and Asian farmers to keep their grain market fresh. Wouldn't it be nice if we got to hear about this on the news? The huge bags invented by international food technology consultant Professor Shlomo Navarro keep both water and air out. They're used in about 100 countries, including Africa, Latin America, and Middle and Far East. Tel Aviv-based Amaze solves the problem for sub-Saharan African and Indian farmers when drying grains such as corn, which are subject to toxic fungal infestation, as well as destruction by insects and other animals. Amaze offers protected electric or solar modular drying, disinfection, and storage units that keep out pests and prevent fungus. The company also makes cool storage units for any type of grain. In addition to barley and maize, threshers that cut down on time, labor, and grain damage. It's fascinating. All right, so it goes into a lot more detail. The third one, saving mangoes from fruit fly infestation. And that's happening in India, the Americas, and West Africa. Biofeed, another of the six startups in the 2018 India-Israeli Bridge to Innovation Program. Feedome line of no-spray, environmentally friendly lures contain an organic customized mix of food, feeding stimulants, and control or therapeutic agents delivered by a patented gravity-controlled fluid release platform to kill the tiny flies. Hello. Biofeed has demonstrated an overall decrease of oriental fruit fly infestation from 95% to less than 5%. Wow. With Indian mango farmers. That's great. Another way that they're helping, precision agriculture. So they check the plant tissue, the soil and water in the field, dramatically reducing the standard analysis procedure. So know what's really going on, what's happening with the insect and leaf level. They produce a digital farming system that connects and digitizes and analyzes data to help farmers, growers control and optimize their production and growing systems, saving strawberries and much more. This is the fifth one. Kibbutz Sede Eliyahu owns Bio Bee Breeds and exports several species of beneficial insects and mites for biological pest control and bumblebees for natural pollination for more than 50 nations from India to Chile. Nobody's hearing any of this on our media, okay? This is a great source of information. That's, you know, this is Israel 21C. So I advise you to check them out. All right, we'll go now to this next selection from Boston to Berlin. Highlights from their tour from the Zamir Karel, conducted by Joshua Jacobson. And we're going to listen to, let's see if I have the right one. Oh, that's not the one I want. Sanctus.
Father, Scooby-Doo.
Okay, so if you enjoy choral music, there's a concert coming up by a group called Kolenu, and they're presenting L'Dor V'Dor, Boston Jewish Community Chorus, from generation to generation, celebrating Rav Chazan Scott Sokol, including cantor Becky Kittrick on clarinet. This is coming up next Thursday, June 13th at 7:30 p.m. at Congregation Kehilath Yisrael. It's at 384 Harvard Street in Brookline, and it's directed by Carol Martin, and the accompanist is Asia Marovich. General admission, you can look at kolenu.org, kolenu.org. Fortunately, I have another event that night, so I can't go. I have a friend who's actually in that course, and he said I should maybe continue, you know, try to get involved in it. So we shall see. Okay, so here we are. It's WMFO Medford. It's 4:28. Do you know where you are? Do I know where I are? Totally. It's fun being back, but it's a little daunting because, you know, technically you tend to forget some of the little things that you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do them. But it'll come back. So We're going to play something from Wake Up World. Let's see what we want to play here for you. So, why not Wake Up? That's the first cut. I like the idea. Let's do that.
Life, who bless?
Neshama Karlbach from her new CD, Believe, and the song is Hear Our Prayer. Beautiful, beautiful. And before that, her father, Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, from his CD, Wake Up World. Yes. And the song is Gewalt, Wake Up. All right. We're going to go to, let's see. Oh.
כמה כוכבים שנפלו עכשיו עבדו לי מילים עוברות שנים לידינו פוגשים אנשים ארמונות וערים ובונים מגדלים קמים ונופלים עכשיו בין כל השבילים מצאתי לי גם כוכב אחד ילחש לי דברים ינחם במילים יישאר לימים אור כזה שנשאר לו כבר כשנושבת הרוח כשלוחץ וקשה מתנצל מתרצל ויצחק אם תבכה יישאר אם תרצה אור כזה שנשאר לו כבר כשנושבת הרוח כשלוחץ וקשה מתנצל מתרצה ויצחק אם תבכה יישאר אם תרצה
love to watch the people come. I hate to watch them go. So we're headed for another town, getting ready for another show. Is this what we really dreamed about? Or could this be our fate? We tried to tie the hands of time. Now we all see it's just too late. So won't you pour us a drink, a little whiskey, yes, a little wine. Oh, you know you stink out the mind of things. Everybody else that just gave up. Maybe we were just too blind. Said it's time you got to join the real world. But that was something that we could never find. And oh yes, they'll follow you. Through the glass they disappear. Till you wake up one morning, you got to face your biggest fear. So won't you pour us a drink, a little whiskey, yes, a little wine. Just ain't got the mind to think about all the love we left behind. Broken dreams that come true. Broken dreams like me and you. That's a drink, a little whiskey, a little wine. Cause you know I just ain't got the mind to think about all the love we left behind. Growing dream liquor, growing dreams liquor. they come true. Like me and you.
Laser Lloyd from his new CD, Broken Dreams. And the song is, well, the release is Help Is On The Way. Boy, do we need it. Before that, the Adon Rachel Project. The song is Orikaze, A Light Such As This. And Anamora is doing the vocals. Quarter to Six is the name of that CD. So before that, Neshama Karlbach, Hear Our Prayer, and I think I announced that already. Okay, so we have a few more minutes. I just noticed that the Brattle Theater is doing a whole series of films and programs to commemorate the moon movies, Apollo 11 at 50. So it runs from June 8th to August 3rd. And let's see if I have where they have their web address for the... Oh, this is at the Harvard Film Archive, not the Brattle. Sorry about that. Okay, so they have events on Saturdays. A $5 weekend matinee admission free with Cambridge Public Library card. That's nice to know. Preceded by a Hufflin tour at 2 p.m. So they have a live musical accompaniment with A Trip to the Moon, Le Voyage dans la Lune, and that is this coming Saturday. Well, is it this coming Saturday? Yeah, June 8th at 3 p.m. Okay, and so let's see. Then on Saturday, June 29th, they're going to have Hidden Figures. And then on Saturday, July 20th, The Right Stuff. So all these things, let's see if it's on the back here, their web address. Harvard Film Archive, Carpenter Center for the Visual. Well, if you go to Harvard, you'll find it. I don't know why they wouldn't have that where you could obviously see it right away. It probably is somewhere, but let's see. Still not seeing it. Harvard Film Archive. Things about membership. I don't know. You would think they would have it where you could see it right away, but no. Okay, so let's go back to some music here.
I go walk across the desert till I've been right back by. I won't even think about what I left behind. When I'm back there anyway, I can call my own. Go back home, leave me alone. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. Ever since the British burned the White House down, there's a bleeding wound in the heart of town. I saw you drinking from an empty cup. I saw you buried and I saw you dug up. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. Look down, angel, from the skies. Help my weary soul to rise. I kissed your cheek, I dragged your plow. You broke my heart, I was your friend till now. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. In the courtyard of the golden sun, You stand and fight, or you break and run. You went and lost your lovely head for a drink of wine and a crust of bread. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. We looted and we plundered on distant shores. Why is my share not equal to yours? Your father left you, your mother too. Even death has washed its hands of you. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. This is hard country to stay alive in. Blades are everywhere and they're breaking my skin. I'm armed to the hilt and I'm struggling hard. You won't get out of here unscarred. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. You got too many lovers waiting at the wall. By a thousand tongues, I couldn't count them all. Yesterday, I could have thrown them all in the sea. Today, even one may be too much for me. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. Baby, you can do no wrong. Put your arms around me where they belong. I won't take you on a roller coaster ride. Lay my hands all over you, tie you to my side. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. Stacked woman with a smile on her face, and she has crowned my soul with grace. I'm still hurting from an arrow that pierced my chest. I'm gonna have to take my head and bury it between your breasts. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. Been dark all night, but now it's dawn. The moving finger is moving on. You can guard me while I sleep. Kiss away the tears I weep. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. I love women, and she loves men. We've been to the west, and we're going back again. I heard a voice at the dusk of day saying, be gentle, brother, be gentle and pray. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday.
Okay, just switching around here with the CDs. So we'll get this next one on here for you. That was, of course, Mr. Bob Dylan from Tempest, Narrow Way. And next one is from a local artist, his new CD, Before Dawn. I Told You So.
Well, not too long ago, I tried to tell you that I wasn't one to leave. Weather vagabond, I just can't be the one to stay in one place beyond the dawn. So now don't you see, it wasn't meant